Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Port Huron Zoning Board of Appeals will conduct hearings at 6 p.m. on Monday, December the 1st, in the meeting room at the municipal office at 100 McMorran Boulevard. The board is scheduled to decide on 3 variance requests and to review objections to the requests. The board is to review a request from Marilyn and Mark Steffens of 590 Lakeside Park to rebuild their home at that address. The board is to review a request from Rodney Derry, who is the property manager of 1334 6th Street. He is requesting approval to pour an additional parking pad on the south side of that property. The board also received communications from 596 Lakeside Park, 594 Lakeside Park, and 588 Lakeside Park, all 3 of which were in opposition to the variance request for the address at 590 Lakeside Park. And another local and regional news for today. Ubley varsity basketball coach Mark Mazarek resigned as the November 24th Ubley School Board meeting, saying he was reassigned from the girls' team to the boys' program without any prior discussion or any interest in the new role. He had led the Ubley girls' varsity team to 4 straight district titles and said that he stepped down out of loyalty to the girls' program, which he felt was unfairly disrupted. Community members packed the meeting to back up the coach, questioning whether new superintendent Troy Reel or the school board drove the reassignment and warned that Ubley's once strong athletic reputation is now suffering. Several speakers alleged a lack of transparency and raised concerns that politics and fear of retaliation are discouraging parents and staff from speaking out about athletic decisions. In the same meeting, the board unanimously accepted multiple coaching resignations and approved a slate of new hires for both boys and girls teams across different grade levels. The board also referenced its policies, giving it authority, though recommendations from the superintendent, over coaching assignments, contract conditions, and resignations, and also set the time for its next meeting to be on December the 8th at 7 p.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have 4 paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Palette, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray, so I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Oh, oh, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
Oh, oh, oh.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Authorities are appealing to the public for tips, cell phone videos, and any witness accounts as they search for a suspect in the killing of 3 children and an adult at a child's birthday party in California. Officials said on Sunday that the children killed were ages 8, 9, and 14, and a 21-year-old was also killed and 11 others wounded in the shooting that erupted Saturday evening at a banquet hall. No arrests have yet been made. Meanwhile, faith leaders organized a Sunday afternoon vigil for the dead and the wounded. And another national and international news. Travelers at the end of the Thanksgiving holiday on Sunday were finding hundreds of flights delayed and canceled into and out of Chicago following a winter storm in the Great Lakes region. In Wisconsin, utility crews worked to restore power to thousands of people, while the airport in Des Moines, Iowa, reopened on the critical travel day after a Delta Connection flight landed from Detroit, but then slid off an icy runway. No injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says a new storm is heading to the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, with up to a foot of snow by Tuesday. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, November the 30th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.